The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dan Tro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dan Tro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will recall that Dantro and Pat had finally contacted a ship of the League of Planets Patrol, which intercepted the prospector's old hulk that had saved them from the asteroid on which they were marooned. Meanwhile, Billy and Jane, unaware of this, have gained control of the Planeteer from the space pirates Blackie and Slick and have returned to the asteroid belt to search for Dantro and Pat. Unable to locate the right asteroid out of the thousands in the belt, they freed Slick and got him to help, with a promise to set him and Blackie free. Slick brought them to the right asteroid. Billy has gone to search for Pat and Dantro, leaving Jane to guard Slick.
I gotta hand it to you, kids. You certainly put it over on us.
Keep your compliments to yourself, Slick. Just sit where you are and don't try anything.
Oh, look, kid, I may be a space pirate, but I'm not such a bad guy.
Anybody who'd maroon two people on an asteroid the way you left Dantro and Pat can't have anything decent about it.
Well, we didn't have any choice. It was us or them.
I'd rather not talk about it.
All right, all right. Don't you think you'd better try to reach your brother on the contactor?
What are you worrying about? He's capable of taking care of himself. He certainly doesn't need any help from you.
Well, you can't be too sure. Out here in space, you never know what's going to happen. I think you'd better check him.
I don't know what you're up to, but you just sit there while I switch on the set. Billy? Billy, can you hear me?
Sure, I can hear you fine. What's up? Is Slick giving you trouble?
No. He's behaving all right. I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
I'm fine.
Did you see any signs of them?
No, I'm heading for the cave that Slick said they left them in.
How are you going to get into the cave if the entrances are closed?
Well, I'll try tapping on the rock first to see if there's any answer. If not, I'll try burning my way through with a heat projector. I'm afraid he used a blaster. They're still in there. It might bring the whole cave down on them.
Well, I'll leave the contactor on so you can call me if you want me.
Okay, I'll let you know when I reach the cave.
Hey, you certainly got stuff, that brother of yours.
Yes, a lot more stuff than you and Blackie. At least he's not afraid to pick on someone bigger than he is. And neither am I. So if you have anything up your sleeve, you'd better forget it.
Well, that's it, Pat. We've alerted every ship in the League Patrol to be on the lookout for the Planeteer. If it's anywhere in the solar system, they'll find it sooner or later. And when they do, we'll get there as fast as it's humanly possible.
Well, I hope they find them soon.
The League has a lot of ships, and they're all smart commanders. But unless we're lucky, it's going to take a while. Slick and Blackie are too smart to stay anywhere near the regular space lanes or the more populated planets. They probably know every out-of-the-way corner and every hideout in the solar system.
But the Planeteer is pretty big. It should be easy to spy.
Well, that's true, but remember, they've had over 2 days' start on us. They could be anywhere from Mercury to Pluto. But don't worry. Sooner or later, we'll track them down.
Do you think the kids will be safe?
I think so, Pat. It's the best protection they have. And Slick is too smart not to realize it. As long as the kids are aboard the Planeteer, he knows we won't blast him.
Where are we headed now?
We're going to the central headquarters of the League Patrol. It's located just off the orbit of Mars. You can get to almost any part of the solar system within 24 hours from there.
You better check your brother on the radio again, kid.
I don't get it, Slick. Why are you worrying about us all of a sudden?
Well, it's just that I've got nothing against you kids personally. Like I said, I think your brother's got a lot of stuff for a kid, and I don't want to see anything happen to him. Now, come on, see if he's okay.
Well, all right. Billy? Hello, Billy?
Try him again.
Billy? Billy, answer me!
Gee, I hope nothing's happened to him.
Billy. Billy, do you hear me? Answer me. Is anything wrong? Have you found Dantro and Pat? Billy, why don't you answer me? Can you hear me?
Now, look, kid, maybe we'd better do something. He must be in some kind of trouble.
You came out of this. I don't know how you did it, but I'm sure you knew this was going to happen. Maybe I ought to blast you right now.
How could I have anything to do with it? I've been sitting right here. Now, don't be silly. I told you I like you both. If you let me, maybe I could help.
Help? How could you help? I don't dare trust you, and you know it.
Now, look, kid, you've got to believe me. A few minutes may mean the difference between life and death for your brother. Now, put that blaster down and help me get into a spacesuit. Maybe if I get out there fast, I can find out what's wrong and do him some good.
No, I don't dare believe you. This may be just another of your tricks. I still think that you're responsible for whatever's happened to Billy.
Okay, if that's the way you feel, go ahead and do what you want, huh? I'll just sit here and watch.
Billy, where are you? What's happened? Do you hear me? Billy! Oh, I wish I knew what to do. I can't just sit here.
Well?
Maybe I'm making a terrible mistake, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to trust you.
I'll just put down that blaster.
There.
That's better. Now, come on with me to the spacesuit lock here. Open the port. Now, you hold this there.
No,
not right now, but in a few minutes I'll be glad to let you go.
I knew I shouldn't have trusted you. You're rotten. You and that Blackie are both the same.
Thanks for the compliment. Now get into this spacesuit and get in fast.
But what about Billy? You promised to help me find Billy.
You'll find Billy all right. You're going out to join him.
But something's happened to him.
Nothing's happened to him.
Then why didn't he answer me when I called him on the contactor?
That's simple, kid. To get to that cave, he had to go around that big rock that sticks up about half a mile. Once he got behind it, it blanketed his contactor. There's nothing wrong with him or that contactor. He just couldn't get over that rock.
Then I was right.
Sure you were right, but it isn't going to do you any good now. Now get that suit on and get out. I want to get away from here fast.
Well, Slick surely put one over on Jane. Will she be able to find Billy on that lonely asteroid? If she does find Billy, what then? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. Slick and Blackie are once again in command of the Planeteer through Slick's deceptive tactics with Jane. The two kids are now alone on the asteroid. In the meantime, Dantro and Pat are trying to find Billy and Jane, who they think are still aboard the Planeteer.
Any word yet, Dantro?
No, nothing yet, Pat.
By the way, what did Judge Augustus say when you talked to him?
He said he was giving orders to every member of the League of Planets to give us whatever help or aid we request. Pat, you can be sure of one thing. That the resources of the solar system will be devoted to finding and helping Billy and Jane.
I only hope we find them in time.
Our trouble will only begin when we find them, Pat. The problem will be to get them off the planet here safely, and that's not going to be an easy job.
Okay, kid, give your brother my regards. Oh, yeah, Blackie sends them, too. Taking off now. I hope you find your friend, the Planet Man, but even if you do, he's not going to be much help to you now.
I was such a fool to trust that crook. How will I ever explain it to Billy? Now we're marooned here and it's all my fault. I'll never forgive myself for being so stupid.
Hello, Jane. Jane, this is Billy calling Jane on the Planeteer. Can you hear me?
Where are you, Billy?
I'm coming back toward the Planeteer. I'll be aboard in a few minutes.
But...
What's the matter?
Oh, Billy, the Planeteer's gone, and it's all my fault.
Planeteer? Gone? Gone? How can it be gone? Where are you?
I'm here on the asteroid with you, Billy. Slick made me put on a spacesuit and left me. He just took off.
I don't understand. What happened?
I kept calling you on the contactor and you didn't answer. I thought something was wrong. Slick offered to help and I was fool enough to believe him. But I didn't know what else to do.
All right, Jane. Look, I know whatever happened on the Planeteer isn't your fault. I'm not angry or anything.
Thank you, Billy. It was stupid of me, but I couldn't help it when you didn't answer the contactor.
It's all right, Jane. We're together and we'll work things out somehow.
Pat, we've just had a report. One of the League patrol ships spotted the Planeteer heading towards Saturn. There's a space launch waiting to take us aboard a cruiser.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Shall we look back towards the cave, Billy?
No, we'll go around on the bright side of the asteroid.
Well, at least we'll know one way or the other in a few minutes about Pat and Dantro.
How long will it take us to get to Saturn in this ship, Dantro?
About 12 hours now, but we still aren't sure of the exact location of the Planeteer.
Well, haven't they located it again?
No, but they will. It's only a question of time. There are 40 League patrol ships closing in from all sides. They won't get away from us this time.
Have you figured out a way to get the kids off safely yet?
I have a plan, but there's no sense talking about it until we locate the Planeteer.
40 League spaceships closing in on Slick and Blackie aboard the Planeteer will make these pirates either fight to the end or give up. Which will they do? What will Dantro do? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventure. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.